Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Frustrating, going out, having a great time, thinking that for sure there's going to be another opportunity to see this person, and then never hear from them again. What? You need answers? We got them for you. Alex, say hi to Trip.
What's up, Trip?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. So Taylor ghosted you. Sorry to hear about that. We're going to try to get you some answers, but first, give us a little backstory. How'd you guys meet?
Yeah, well, we met on Hinge, and, you know, we went out for a pretty nice dinner, you know, classy restaurant. I've been told I'm a pretty old school guy, so, you know, I brought her flowers on the first date.
Very nice.
Pulled the chair out for her, you know, and held the door and everything. I mean, that's, you know, classic good guy stuff.
It is. And it's amazing how uncommon it seems to have become.
If you hold a door for someone now, the recipient is like, oh my God, thank you. They freak out because they're like, oh my God, wow, that just happened.
I hold the door open all the time for people. And what frustrates me is when people don't even acknowledge it.
Oh, they don't? Oh, see, if someone was like, didn't say anything, I'd say, thank you.
No, oh, I say, you're welcome. Yeah, I always say that. You're welcome.
Oh, man.
It's just so rude. Next time, if someone is holding the door open for you, you acknowledge. It's a nice thing to do. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, Trip, go ahead.
No, I mean, she seemed really into it, you know. I mean, she commented she liked the chivalry, like that it wasn't dead.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
That's good.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, about an hour into the date, she started to tear up, and she looked like she was going to, like, cry. And then she excused herself to go to the bathroom, and she never came back. And she texted, like, say, she said, I'm so sorry.
Wow. You got ghosted mid-date. Damn, I'm not laughing at you, dude, but that's just crazy.
First of all, when was that?
That was about a week ago.
Okay.
And when she texted me, and I haven't heard of anything, like, what had happened, like, nothing since.
So, obviously, you have thought long and hard about, was there anything you said or whatever?
Yeah, I was like, I was racking my brain, and I literally can't think of anything.
Yeah.
So I have no idea.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Start crying
in the middle of a date.
Dang.
Unless she felt guilty.
Oh.
Maybe,
like this, maybe too soon. I'm coming out of a breakup.
Too soon. Mm-hmm. Maybe she just laid her dog to rest.
Dude, seriously?
I'm just speculating. But enough about that. Let's call Taylor and see if we can talk to her and figure out what happened, okay?
All right, thanks.
Nonetheless, it sucks.
Yeah.
And she even texts, like, I'm so sorry, just bounced
on
you.
That's so weird. Imagine if a guy walked out on a girl.
Oh.
Exactly.
All right, hang on.
Hello?
Taylor?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. Booker and Alex, we're on the radio right now with Mix 94.7. Now, before you say another word, I want to let you know and hope that you're willing to chat with us. We're in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we have Trip on, who told us about his date with you. And he said that he's disappointed in what happened, just wanted to see if we could figure out why. He told us that things were really good up until, like, a certain point of the day when you started getting emotional and then left.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
He said he was old school. Did any of that bother you? Maybe, like, you're a modern woman?
No. It was nothing like that at all. And it wasn't even, like, it didn't even start, like, an emotional thing. I'm so sorry. I'm just, like, really embarrassed. I have, like, major social anxiety. And it was kind of, like, hard for me to go out just like as is, but then he got me flowers and I didn't know it, but I'm like really allergic to them.
To flowers?
Yeah, to flowers.
Oh no. Is that why you were crying?
I wasn't even like crying at first. Like my eyes started watering and then they just like would not stop, and then my mascara started like running, and so it looked like I was having like a sad prom night or something. And I was like so embarrassed that I felt like I was making a huge scene because he was obviously like being so nice, being like, is anything wrong? Do you want to talk about it? And I didn't know how to like be like, this really nice gift you got me is messing with me right now.
Wow.
So I just excused myself, and then I was like panicking, so I felt like I couldn't go back yep. to the date. I feel really bad about it. Like, I've been just like having a little panic attack.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Not at all what we were coming out. The story totally. We were telling ourselves is not this story.
Yeah, like your dog died or something like that, or whatever, just that you felt guilt.
Alex, I can't believe you would even go there. That's
really?
Horrible.
If that happened, I wouldn't even come out of my house.
Man, that's
Tripp,
crazy.
Tripp, how do you feel about this?
Oh my gosh, I feel so bad. Like, I didn't know the flowers would make you react like that.
Well, how
like,
would you know?
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's like it's fine. You didn't know, and it's not like a thing that kind of comes up nowadays because nobody brings flowers, right. Which I thought was super.
That's
sweet.
A very good point. It's not like. Yeah, and it's not something you could forewarn a guy about. It's like, hey, do me a favor, and whenever we go out, don't bring flowers.
Right. I mean,
very presumptuous.
I mean,
you know,
this is complete coincidence, like accidental. It's like when my buddy farted too hard at Dogwood once and crapped his pants, and he just left and he didn't tell us.
Okay, totally different situation.
Actually, he just ghosted us. He just was drunk and walked the tab.
Oh my god.
It's true.
I promise I didn't crap my pants.
Oh my gosh. My head is spinning. Taylor, Tripp, are we willing to give this another go round?
I mean, I would love to. I definitely will not bring flowers this time.
Very good. That's cool with you, Taylor?
Yeah.
Yes.
I really like them. So.